And Andy's watching at a distance through binoculars and just, drat, they've scared away my lore. Oh, I need the bumble bear to be comfortable. And now the bumble bear's habitat has been disturbed.
I'm trying to hide in the bushes to spy on the campers when I notice someone else hiding in a different set of bushes. Like, I see the glint off someone else's binoculars. Maybe Willow's right and they are spying on us. I put down binoculars and creep slowly and try not to crack too many sticks on the way to sneak up on this person who is spying on us or something. Andy?
I'm not spying.
Okay, I didn't think you were. I thought you were someone else.
To be honest, okay, things are kind of, there were bears down in the ranger hut. And of course, that meant I was hoping to get evidence of the bumble bear. You know, the bumble bear is in this vicinity. I saw it in the woods. And I was hoping that as a bear, it would come out with the other bears. And of course, now it's been scared off means it's very unlikely. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to have to turn to more desperate measures to actually get it. Because my insurance has failed. And I need to find ways to raise money to pay for this old thing, I say, tapping my foot.
No luck punning the chainsaw, huh? Wait. Are you sure they're bears? Not dogs?
Yes, they were definitely bears. I imagine they were attracted to the bins that were left open.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I didn't know there were any here to be attracted, but that's really cool. We have bears.
And they went running that away.
Oh my God, Sammy's going to have a heart attack. I won't tell her. What is a bumble bear?
A bumble bear is a creature suspended between myth and science. And in that dichotomy, we will discover it. It is all the power of an ursine beast and the sweetness of a bee. It is smaller than a bear, bigger than a bee, betwixt the two. I saw it in the tree line in the forest, and I'm pretty sure, you know, it was a bumble bear. And I'm trying to get it to emerge. My desperate plan is to get the chainsaw working and saw down the tree I believe it's nesting in. But that is very much it. I would not normally want to disturb it.
Oscar was looking for some creature that he saw. And I saw a creature on the trail cam picture. And then we found that dog that was like infested with the fungus stuff. We thought that the thing we saw was it. But maybe it was this bumblebear thing.
Is this possible? We live in a time of wonders. It's like, you know, it's like chaos theory. A butterfly's wings can change the world. And there are many butterflies flapping here. And we're in a time of change and great wonder, decay. And we are lucky to witness the ascension of the bumble bear.
Okay.
Are you smoking? Andy's actually currently rolled up something as well. It's just for the pain, dear. You know, and of course the high.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. If we find this bumble bear... It's a pretty rare thing, right? Like, there's not a lot of them? Like, they're endangered, threatened, something like that?
I believe so. I mean, if we discover it, it will be a wholly new species we've documented here.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Because, like, so Dr. Carver's real worried about, like, losing what funding we get, and we don't get a lot. You've seen the state of our guardrails and chainsaws. So, like, if we lose what little we've got, I mean, we're probably just going to have to shut down. But... if we find a new species, we can use that to get more money, I'm sure. I don't know who we would talk to, but definitely there's got to be somebody, right? Especially if it's like the only one known.
Home of the bumble bear.
Yeah. And that sounds way better than a dog covered with fungus.
Home of the fungal dog will not attract anybody.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, bumble bear is, it sounds cool. So, like, we got to find the bumble bear.
I thought I saw another creature. It was, like, as tall as three people, and it scared off the bears. I'm not sure what this is, but there appears to be a lot of cryptids active in this area.
Okay, so something bigger than something scared off bears. You're right, we got a lot of things here.
I have this very fuzzy photo I took with my camera. Andy gets it, it's not a great photo. Like, she's not a new camera. So it's like really old, and so it's a tiny fuzzy thing.
And it's taken from a distance that like she needs binoculars to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as Will notes, there's definitely a thumb in it, but there is a figure, and it's like, perhaps Cynthia would offer us some money for this as proof. This seems to be undisputed evidence of a new cryptid life form.
whoa, that's like Swamp Bigfoot.
It appears to have weird, like, it's almost metallic-like cutting devices attached to its hands. It must be a fearsome creature. No wonder the bears ran.
Is that Willow's machetes? Is Willow okay? Because, like, I don't think he'd just give up the machetes to...
But also, tool-using this creature is. Advanced tool-using species. But poor Willow.
We gotta go check on Willow. We gotta make sure that this thing didn't eat them.
Yes. Okay. You better rush. I'll catch up because I can only walk very slowly at the moment. I'm sure I'll be alone.
What if it comes back?
Don't worry, I have my butterfly net.
It has machetes, though.
Hmm. Perhaps you have a point, Kay.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it ate Willow, I don't want it to also eat you.
I too would not like this. This sounds like a dreadful event for the day.
Yeah, we can just walk. I'll slow down. It's fine.
That's excellent. We'll get moving then.
We should make a lot of noise. So there's the two slightly stoned people yelling as they walk and hobble down the trail.
Discussing what on earth we should call the cryptid we just discovered.
Yes. Yeah, Swamp Bigfoot is kind of, it's not very catchy, is it? I mean, it doesn't look like a bear. If we discover it, like, we get to name it, right? Or I guess you get to name it because you took the picture.
I've already named the Bumble Bear, you know.
Oh, you named it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know, like, I'll have to think about that. That seems like a thing that you don't, like, you don't get to name an animal very often, right? So, like, you want it to be good.
I'm sure we'll rise to the occasion. It's like, this is why I've always liked butterflies, is there's so many species and you get so many different names and you get to, people still get to discover them. So there's still the thrill of new things out there in the world. And when you reach my age, is the idea that there's still new things here. That's the sort of thing that keeps me going and hobbling along and looking for the bumble.
I guess you come to the right place because there's some strange new things here. This is really cool. Also kind of scary, but mostly cool.
It does seem unlikely, but I think we live in a great age of change, and we must embrace it.
You know what? I got all the trail cams focused at those campers. We should definitely take them down and put them over by the ranger station, because, you know, I think they're probably catching tardigrades in those jars they've got. That's important, but also this is more important.
I heard they were spies.
Spies? What? I mean, like, we don't have anything that spies would want, do we?
Well, I believe we have multiple cryptids now.
That's true. Well, no. Wait, if they're poachers and they hear about the cryptids, then maybe they're going to try to catch cryptids and that would be a problem. So, right, we got to get to the cryptids before they do.
This is it's the only ethical thing to do. We are defenders of nature from those who would exploit them.
Who overhears this? Like, who runs into this conversation?
So I'm imagining Willow and Oscar are getting tranquilizer guns, right? Or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So probably overhearing this would be Cynthia, who is missing a shoe. I don't think that today she was dressed up in, like, her hip height waders or whatever. She's just in normal clothes. Actually kind of dressed up wearing, like, stilettos in this nature preserve, which is the greatest idea she's ever had.
Of course, the day she actually goes into the swamps.
Yeah, and she's just like running towards you. Bears! Bears! There were bears! Oh, it's you.
Yeah, there are bears. There are bears. Isn't that cool?
Save yourself. They were on their way over there.
Bears don't, like, they're not even very big here. They're like just big dogs.
There were three of them!
Yeah, but they don't attack people. They're just, well, unless the bumble... Wait, Andy, are bumble bears aggressive?
I'm afraid we don't know enough about the bumble bear's activity to truly know. And of course, we also have an unnamed towering cryptid who obviously scares bears. So perhaps this, actually Scare Bear. That's a good name.
Oh, you're the bumblebee person. Oh, right, you. Bumble bear. Right. Okay, it was you. And Cynthia, like, gets herself less disheveled from running, puts her shoe on, takes out her notepad. So, what exactly are these cryptids you're talking about? And do you think the government has been hiding this from the public all along?
Well, these woods are so rich. It's very difficult to say. We think we are the masters of this world. And truly, I think there's so little we know about it, really. For example, do you know that butterflies are still being discovered today? And this is just merely that extrapolated outwards. So I think there's a lot more to discover here. But I do believe the government have interest in it. I've heard the spies active in the park observing people.
This is fascinating.
I heard that from a government agent, one of the park agents who was convinced that it's a spy. And trust me, there is so much cryptid activity I've not seen ever.
Cynthia looks over at Kay. This person's much better as a source than any of you ever were. Tell me more about this mysterious cryptid.
Well, the Project Scare Bear. We have this very limited photographic evidence so far. And this tiny, it's old school noughties Nokia picture.
Would you mind sending that over? Here's my card. I work for the Tallahassee Extra Special. I make sure you get a credit on this scoop.
There's a moment of thinking about this. And I was actually trying to tell Willow about this in terms of it's very important to have proper management for when you have a talent, making sure you're properly compensated for your discoveries. In the same way, Willow's enormous talent as a great new actor will be commiserated. So I'm not sure I could possibly give you this as of yet until I've considered other options that might be able to help support this wonderful park, the home of the bumble bear, some are calling it.
No worries. The Tallahassee Extra Special has put this park on its very special list of properties to keep an eye out for. We have plans. It will be well taken care of. There will be a calendar. I don't know who this Willow person is, but I have heard they will be excellent 4 months, January through June, and perhaps it could have a cryptid theme. If your Project Scare Bear, was it?
Current name. We're not quite sure about that. I believe Kay is still thinking.
It's a big responsibility. How often do you get to name a new animal?
Twice today.
Yes. They'll call it the Bears of Vigil Creek calendar. I don't know if that's really quite descriptive of that ranger. Anyway, did I interrupt you? You seem to have a...
We're just, So anything big enough to scare off bears is probably pretty dangerous. Also, it had something in its hands. It looked like machetes. There's one person who carries two machetes around. It's Willow, and, how did he get the machetes? I hope it didn't eat him, but I'm looking for Willow. I want to make sure that they didn't get eaten, or... I mean, maybe it wasn't machetes. It's a blurry picture, but it sure looks like him.
I'm sure Willow will be fine, okay? It's honestly, Willow is one of the most capable young people I've ever known.
Yeah, they're capable, but that thing's pretty big, right? That's bigger than a bear.
All I can tell you is that the bears went that way, so the thing you are probably looking for that may or may not have eaten this Willow fella probably was also that way, but slightly less that way than the bears that were being chased by it.
Oh no, that's where Ross was, right? Not Ross, Oscar. I'm just going to make that an in-character thing.
Yes. The abandoned ranger station. Oscar was there.
Yeah, and that kid. So,
I left Oscar to ponder the possibilities of a working relationship with me. So I did not stay around. But I imagine they are still there, unless they have been eaten by the bears.
Not the bears, the thing. Oh, man. We need to get radios. The cell phone service is terrible out here.
If you are going after the bears, I will follow you. But I must warn you, I am not a woman of action. I am a woman of words.
I mean, maybe you could talk to them, but I'm looking for, I'm looking for anything. I'm looking for the bear, the creature, Willow, and now also Oscar and Matt's kid.
We'll find them, Kay. I have every faith in everything turning out absolutely fine. I say, limping along with my foot broken.
soaking wet.
Yeah, soaking wet, covered in wet, looking for an imaginary animal. Kate, trust me, a pathological optimism is a very useful trait. Maybe not a useful survival trait, but it's one that's actually done me very well so far. Come on.
You have survived a long time, so I'll trust you on that. Okay, well, we should probably get pictures of this thing, I guess. You have a camera. You have a professional camera. So, okay, let's go to the old ranger station. That's where they were last seen. And maybe we can track the bears or the creature or Oscar or that kid.
Excellent.
Hopefully we just travel of tracks and not like a trail of blood.
I do have the image of us arriving there and saying, okay, we follow its tracks here and then it disappears. It's gone into the hut and never come out.
There's a lot of tracks. There's people tracks. There's people tracks leaving the hut. We should follow them. I like start following these tracks, and I guess that's a role, actually. Seems like nerd. Okay. And oh wow, that's a 12. But I'm gonna totally make it a partial success and get a token. So I find a trail.
On a 12 wall, you surely would have to realize this is clearly one person. So we definitely don't realize it. The creature isn't a real creature.
The tracks you are following actually lead you to that one camper who was that spy who saw Andy and Willow.
Maybe it's just the tracks that you follow certainly lead off into like a really wild bit of the swamps sort of around the secret marijuana field. Maybe there's the chance you'll get lost in the undergrowth.
That would be so horribly embarrassing that I definitely have to do it. Like, oh, okay, I see the trails. That's a nice thing about mud. Easy to follow. I can see where we're going. Come on. And I, like, take off into the swamp. And it's such dense vegetation and all the trees look alike. And we start seeing the same tree over and over and seeing our own tracks on the ground. And, of course, you know, more tracks. Wait, they must have met up with somebody else here. Oh, wait, after like the third time, that's the cast print, isn't it?
Are you sure it's the cast? It could just be like an enormous hoof-type structure of this megafauna we've talked about.
Here, step forward and look at the track you just made. It's pretty much the same. I mean, it's not full of water like this, but...
Maybe you have a point.
I think maybe we got off of their trail. I wish I had a compass.
I believe you can always tell which way's north by looking what side the fungus is growing on a dog. So we just need a dog now, one of those fungal dogs.
Yeah, see, we should have brought the dog with us.
We live, we learn.
Yeah, who knew? It's fine. Like, this place isn't that big. You know, if we just keep going in the same direction, we're going to hit a road or a river or the visitor center or a fence or something. Well, I don't think we've gone this way yet. Push through some underbrush, get a hold of some of it back for people following me. Slosh, slosh, slosh.
So I'm nudging to Cynthia, and I'm trying my best to sort of talking about the great joys and the ways I've retired in and how beautiful this is as we slow. Look closely at this mud, at the very rich soil from which this verdant life grows, feeding the butterflies, etc.
Cynthia's hating every moment of it. There is mud on her shoes.
We don't call that mud here. We call that nature.
As I was promised, cryptids.
I mean, sometimes it takes some work to find cryptids. If they were easy to find, they wouldn't be cryptids. They'd have scientific names and they'd be in museums and stuff, and there'd be pictures of them everywhere that are nice and clear, you know, like there are for bears or for deer or for raccoons. They wouldn't be interesting.
If that ranger were here, he could carry me. And I wouldn't have to be stepping in the mud. I mean nature.
I'm sure he could, but I think there's probably some OSHA regulations against that?
One day, the Tallahassee Extra Special will own all this, and we will set our regulations. I mean, we will sponsor, I mean, support fundraising of things.
And Andy's got this awful vision of, like, branding the Bumble Bear, and it's like, the Bumble Bear is precious and beautiful, must be saved from people like Cynthia. Maybe it's better I go bankrupt than risk this. What am I doing? Like, I got the idea, but if I, it's something like I try to follow butterflies out. I said, no, this butterfly is leaving this area because this is not a swampland butterfly. This is one of the ones that feed off the marijuana plants. So like, identifying them going that way would be a way to find out the swamp. Is that a role then to just try to get out then? Would that make sense?
Yeah, that seems like a role.
Cool, I'll do a nerd role. And 9. Mixed success. I'm fine with that. What could possibly go wrong with me following butterflies in a swamp with bears nearby?
I think it's going to be definitely the mixed success of, you know, you will find the bears, but the bears will find you as well.
You emerge from where you are lost, but you emerge into the circle of bears in the broccoli field.
Yeah, I can't top that. I was going to say something about glowing tardigrades, but that seems more like a success for Cynthia than a failure for Andy.
I think that's great. So the image is like everyone increasingly going onto shallower ground and firmer ground, and like this beautiful butterfly. And Andy's talking at length and pontificating about the Pacific species and how they're important for pollination, et cetera, et cetera. And this just leads us straight into the sleeping bears who are like slowly eating the plants. So in my head, these bears are stoned. I'm not sure. The bears have been left in this field for some time, and I can only imagine they're stoned now. And Andy has definitely not noticed the bears, but has led everyone else in the middle of this circle of bears who are staring with slightly red-eyed, clearly quite hungry. I imagine these bears have the munchies, which might be a problem considering what we are, you know, for example, being a useful food source.
Has Oscar and Willow, have they like acquired tranquilizer guns? Are they staring at the bears?
I think we get this quick flashback to Oscar depositing Orlando with Sammy back at the visitor center and saying, we've just got to go and tranquilize some large dogs that have got into the broccoli field. And I imagine like the tranquilizer guns are kept behind an unnecessarily large number of locks, like it locked in a cage and then in a box. And then the tranquilizer things are kept in another one. So there's a sort of big like unlocking of these things. And yeah, cut back to them both approaching the field with the guns.
Willow definitely has unnecessary like night vision goggles because he's like, I gotta look cool with like the tranquilizer gun.
Perfect.
So we just gonna hide in the bushes and like stake out these bears, or is it an all-out assault here? How do we do this?
I think maybe we should try and like flank the bears. I mean, they have quite large flanks, so it should be easy. And it's been a long time since I've had to trunk a bear. Not since I was back in the academy.
Is it one tranquilizer dart per bear or like two?
I mean, one and hope. If they keep coming, then honestly, reloading takes quite a long time. So if it takes more than one dart, yeah, it's not great.
Oh, I can provide you covering fire from behind the tree. That's an action movie thing. And I'll do the hand signals and tell you when to go.
Cool. That sounds like a good idea.
Or maybe you should tell me when to go because you're the one that's like gone to ranger school. I'm just here to cut down trees and stuff.
Yeah, but you've got the night vision goggles on and they are pretty neat.
Do you think so?
Yeah, no, like you're looking really badass there with the gun and the goggles and all that.
Willow totally like reaches back and like flexes a little.
Yeah, Oscar is going to blush and say, well, let's trank these bears. Does that
lead
work?
The way. We came here to chew gum and trank bears, and we're all out of gum. I think that's what they say. Army crawl or normal walk?
Oh, yeah, army crawl's best. Bears can't see things that are too low down, I think.
Do you hear something? Is that Andy?
I'm pretty sure that Andy doesn't know about the secret marijuana field. It is a secret.
So that's not just people over there.
I mean, it might be the bears.
I mean, I can't see anything with these goggles on. It's really bright.
Yeah, there's probably a control for that, but honestly, I haven't read the manual.
Can you come show me? He'll tilt his head.
But I think, yeah, Oscar's going to like twist a couple of dials on it and say, is that any better?
Yeah, I think I can kind of see something's been eating your field here.
Do bears eat marijuana? No, I think bears eat pretty much everything, so we should probably stop them quickly.
Do we even need to trank them at this point?
I've got the image of one of the bears getting up now, and just sort of like standing up and looming up on two legs, then sort of wobbling, and then trying to move forward and falling down again. And then rolling on its back like this a little.
It's probably best just for safety, in case they, you know.
But what if the trank gun plus the marijuana is bad for them?
No, it's okay. It should be fine. Marijuana's natural and it's perfectly safe.
Okay. There's like weird gesturing that Willow starts doing. That's like the army, you gotta go shoot them thing. I hope Oscar understands exactly what Willow's trying to say.
I think Oscar understands some of what Willow's trying to say. He's gonna crawl forward and start to, you know, take aim at one of the bears. I'm guessing this is gonna be a jock roll. That's a 13. Do I gain a token and knock that down to a 7 to 9? Yeah, I think I've kind of got to, really. I'm not happy with just tranking the bear straight up.
I mean, obvious complication is that you trank one of us.
You could trank Cynthia.
I mean, they trank the bear and the bear falls on somebody and they've got to get the bear off.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that, actually. Yeah, I think Oscar is going to trank one of the bears. And yeah, it does make sense if it's for both bad press reasons and to reduce the chance of Maria having to talk to herself. The bear is going to collapse onto Cynthia, who's hidden in the undergrowth.
There's a shriek.
Oh, God. And as you come forward, you see Kay trying to drag a good-sized black bear off of Cynthia.
Freedom of the press, says Andy. You must free them, you know, we must have a free press in this society.
Willow is humming the Mission Impossible theme as he, like, army crawls to take out the other bear that hasn't fallen over yet.
Oscar has, like, broken open the air rifle-type gun and is slowly, like, reloading it back up with the dart. There's probably something he has to kind of, like, pump up to get the air in up in it again. That sounded like an awfully womanly shriek for a bear. I mean, no judgment or anything, but...
Yeah. So I have fiddled with these night goggles a bit, and I kind of really think that that is Andy and Kay over there. Is that you?
Willow, you're alive! It didn't eat you, you're alive! Ah.
Willow, are you okay? How did it get your machete?
Nothing got my machete. I just left them at the ranger station because we were going to get trank guns because Oscar said we can't just use the machetes on the bears.
What a relief. We saw a cryptid use them as weapons. We feared the worst.
There's another cryptid?
A tool user. We calling it the scare bear.
It's big. It's way bigger than these bears. Can somebody help me get this bear off of Cynthia? It's squishing her down into the mud. I don't want her to drown.
the other two bears are kind of sitting on their haunches watching all this and doing the bear equivalent of giggling at themselves. One of the bear is kind of like moving its palm back and forth.
That was unnecessary, I think, that shot.
Maybe you're right. They do seem quite sedated. And Oscar's going to come over and start trying to pull the bear. He also like reaches into like his belt and pulls out a pair of fluffy handcuffs, which he attempts to restrain the bear with, that they clearly aren't fitting.
It's such a kindness to see the animals being treated with these very soft handcuffs. It's a great way to restrain them and not cause undue distress to them. I am incredibly impressed by the park services in these matters.
Willow's just like, Oscar, why are your handcuffs so fluffy?
I'm not sure, really. They're just the ones I found down at the abandoned mine shaft. But I guess, as Andy says, it does make them a bit more comfortable, I suppose.
I guess.
Oscar's going to click one around his wrist, and it's going to go to put the other one on Willow. See, check it out.
Yeah, Willow's going to stick his hand in it. You have the keys to these, right?
I have some keys. I also found those in the abandoned mine shaft. They might fit these ones.
Okay, cool. I want to see how soft these are.
I suppose I should. I think then, yeah, he's going to try and unlock the cuffs with the key. I think I'm going to make this a roll. Does anyone have a suggestion for the stat?
I mean, logically, picking up the right keys is nerd, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, handcuffs seem kind of gothy.
That's
yeah,
true.
I can go with that too. Yeah, I'll say goth. I think it's the same for both, so that's a 10. And I think it unclicks them and they do come off fine and says, yeah, no, see, there we go.
Willow's just like, haha, imagine if that hadn't worked, we would be handcuffed together the rest of the day. You'd have to come with me on my machete runs.
It would have been really inconvenient, especially considering all these bears.
Yeah, it would have been the worst. So where do we put the bears now that they're like not angry at us?
I guess we'll just have to kind of drag them back to the visitor center and
what do we do with Cynthia?
Yeah, we should probably also get her some medical attention.
She's like very woozy looking up at like, oh, I knew you would save me. Whoever it is that is currently looming above her.
I think that's Kay and Oscar who pulled the bear up.
Hello, miss. Are you okay?
She will throw an arm up and attempt to like wrap it over Oscar's neck. Like, just take me home. This has been an adventure. I must write this up immediately. Also, the world is a little bit woozy. Why was there a heavy thing on me?
Yeah, it's probably a concussion. You had a bear fall on you.
I am incredibly muddy, I believe. The thing that must be done is you must take my muddy things off so that I do not get pneumonia. I will need assistance.
There's an emergency shower back at the visitor center. Like if you get herbicide spilled on you, it works pretty good for mud.
I almost want a hard cut to someone with a hose.
Yes. Oh, the shower's broken. You just got to get somebody with a hose now.
I think she just like passes out. Though if you were to shoot her with a hose, she might wake up indignant.
So, okay. Yeah, the bears. I mean, should we just leave them here to wake up on their own?
If we left them to wake up, I may be able to follow them back to their lair and perhaps the bumble bear. Andy at the moment is actually examining the bear's feet, trying to see any example of spore or something that give a clue towards the nature of the elusive bumble bear. Because she has an idea where it is. It's up a tree, but she needs more evidence.
That's a great idea. I mean, they're going to want to just go straight back to their den. You know, this has got to be kind of scary for them and confusing. So, like, and they'll be moving slow.
Yeah, that sounds good. As long as we can kind of move them out of this general area, you know, before anyone comes here looking for bears, that would be good.
Yeah, we should probably drag that one to maybe the old ranger station.
Maybe the others will follow.
Yeah, if we lead them there, because, like, there's food there. Like, you know, we left those bins open, and we're back where we started.
Yeah. I've got the image of the bear, Bevis, going, "You are my best friends, you humans. You've treated me so kindly. Thank you for your assistance. I appear to find myself slightly unwell. I'm sorry, this is a very difficult time."
I, like, run and get something out of the bin. Here, bear, come on.
I think this mental image of Olo just, like, pushing Cox's very large bear down the trail towards the ranger station, just, like pushing it with his, like, shoulders. And
the bear's front legs aren't working, but the back legs are occasionally kicking, so he's rubbing its nose and its haunches up, and, you know, you're pressing in the back, and it's making progress, I guess.
As Willow's, like, pushing this bear to the ranger station, they'd be making conversation with Oscar, being like, "So, we were in your broccoli field, and I didn't see the chainsaw. And if we want to chop down that tree that Andy wants to chop down, we might need the chainsaw."
I don't know what chainsaw you're talking about. I don't think there was a chainsaw in the field.
My chainsaw. I left it there because I needed to convince other people to buy us a new chainsaw.
Because I've actually got a chainsaw now. Like, unfortunately, it's broken. So, like, perhaps we can use my chainsaw if we can fix it.
Wait, is it, like, a red and black chainsaw and has, like, a heart engraved on the bottom?
I've never been very good at identifying chainsaws. Butterflies, yes. Chainsaws, no. There's a bit in my brain, I imagine, for keeping information about things like chainsaws, tools, cutlery. I often have trouble telling spoons and forks apart. But that's all the brain is being spent on butterflies for me, I'm afraid.
Where'd you get the chainsaw?
Kay gave it to me. There was a little situation where, let's not talk about that. You know, we're all friends here. But Kay gave me a chainsaw because I needed it to cut down the tree which had the mumble bear in, obviously.
If it's my chainsaw, it might work. You just have to whack it a little bit, and it's intermittent.
Okay. I'm just gonna, should we just hard cut to around my house? Is this your chainsaw?
Willow picks it up, looks at it all angles. Yeah, that's the heart I drew on it, because I wanted to make sure it was this chainsaw I was picking up out of the shed, even though there's only one chainsaw. But yes, it's this chainsaw.
That's
so if you whack it, it might work, but also we need a new chainsaw.
Kay, how did you come to own Willow's chainsaw?
I found it.
Did you find it in Oscar's field?
About where the bears were?
Oh. Willow turns to Oscar. So I'm sorry I kept blaming you for my chainsaw being missing. It was Kay's fault.
Sure thing. I didn't realize your chainsaw was missing, but I'm glad you've been reunited again.
I forgive you. Oops. We can be friends.
Good. Good.
And Kay, I forgive you. You still owe me. When we discover the bumble bear, we can write off all the debts I owe you anyway. That will make everything, you know, so much simpler.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I will help you find the bumble bear. Oh, there's that really big old tree that has all the fungus in it. It's dead, but it's got a lot of, like, bees and fungus and stuff growing in it. Do you think they like dead trees?
That seems like a good place to start, though, certainly, yes.
All right, so, like, yeah, let's go and, do we want to catch it? Do you think we should catch it?
I've lived for a very long time, and I've seen many butterflies. I've gazed upon the chroma, the luminescence of them. I have charted Mother Nature's nature in great depth, and in these twilight years of my life, to discover something as beautiful as a bumblebur and to return it to humanity, that would be an amazing capstone for life. So yeah, I say we grab it.
We probably need those Trank guns then.
Yeah.
We must be prepared for both the bee and the bear.
Yes, a net and a Trank gun and handcuffs. And I think that's, do you know what they eat?
This is a new species, so it's all very, I imagine honey. It's just like a, kind of a honey omnivorous diet.
Do they produce their own honey?
That would be an amazing thing to discover. But that might be an evolutionary pathway of bears learning how to make honey from bees. Seriously, there's a whole possibility down here. I'm very interested in this. Also hungry for honey. That's different in my whole time. I've got honey out here. I'm mustering toast for everyone as we have this conversation.
Flo is going to grab the toast on the way out. And maybe also a bag of popcorn.
I think this is like a roll to find out what happens. How much of a disaster this is.
I guess he's a nerd. And... hey, 10. I'm going to take that down to make a success. In my head, I've been seeing a balloon of Winnie the Pooh that has escaped and it's been trapped in a tree and it's been moving between the trees. That was my head canon here.
This is not biologically accurate at all, but I'm wondering if there's like a giant tardigrade that's been holding onto it and like weighing it down so that the balloon never makes it all the way up. Like,
I might come at it from the other side of things and say maybe we do see what looks suspiciously like a bumble bear, but we startle it and it escapes, but not before we manage to take a suitably blurry photo of it.
I've got the image of like somebody shooting the balloon though and it popping. And it's like, imagine Willow takes the shot.
Oh yeah, I have my night goggles.
Yeah. The Willow's dart hits it and it explodes. And as the bits of balloon rubber start to fall, we see something just bolt across the clearing, startled by this balloon.
Yeah, there's the bumble bear.
And everybody's getting out their cameras or their phones to try to snap a picture of this thing. And Kay looks at the result like, well, you can tell it's big.
I might have trigger shots in my phone.
I think I might have a leg in mine. It could be a leg.
I think maybe Cynthia's on her way home and like, she stops and is like writing notes about like cryptids question mark, and the audience just sees this blurry creature emerging from behind her, and it's just like crossing, like she's standing right behind her, and it's just like this creature that's going to the other side. She just does not notice.
Over a copy of the next day's Tallahassee Extra Special with everyone else's very blurry partial pictures photoshopped together to make sort of a creature.
Headlining Bumble Bear question mark.
To support further scientific endeavors, please purchase the 2021 Ranger calendar soon arriving on Visitor Center bookshelves.
Actually, Andy trying to earn money by doing a kind of bumble bear tour through the woods and by staying with the medical bills that way.
And I think we just sort of see Oscar with Screwdriver taken down by the big entrance sign to the park. It says Fiddle Creek Nature Preserve. And he's taking off the bit of the sign that says Florida's only bear-free park.
And I think just in the background of all these shots, we see Kay schlepping some large, bulky object through the swamp, falling down a hill, and dragging a roadkill deer out of the road, and like just generally doing all of the dirty work. He's never saying anything. He's just always in the background doing something.
I'm also thinking about the bears watching everything. These people, they work so hard, and they do not take time to appreciate the fine things in life.